朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们转眼之间退休会下来已经两个礼拜过去了啊。
It's been 2 weeks since the conclusion of the retreat.
那我不晓得在山上我们跟神之间那样子的同在的经历在我们山下能不能持续，甚至能不能深入。
I wonder the relationship and the closeness we have with God during the retreat. Can we continue as we depart from that place and perpetually going from day to day.
我想我们一定要知道一件事情，就是不管我们自己旧造生命的本性，或是外在环境仇敌的破坏。
One thing we need to know is that regardless of the corruption of our old life or the circumstances that the enemy will bring about in our lives to bring us harm.
他一直要做一件事情，就是破坏我们与神之间真实而且宝贵的关系。
And the one thing that these things wants to do is to destroy the precious relationship that we have with God.
所有他能够用的方法他都要用，就是要集中在破坏我们跟神之间那正常的关系。
Whatever way, whatever scheme possible, they will use whatever means to destroy our relationship, the normal relationship that we have with God.
所以整个世界圣经上告诉我们是伏在恶者的手下，在撒旦的权下。
Scripture tells us the whole world is under the power of Satan.
以赛亚告诉我们黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And the book of Isaiah tells us that darkness covers the land and deep darkness his people.
外面越来越黑，人的心也越来越堕落。
Outwardly is getting darker and darker. Inwardly our hearts falls lower and lower.
我想我们看我们现在所处的时代，难道不是这样吗？
We look at the circumstances and the generation we live in, isn't it the same? Isn't it true?
难道我们检查我们自己的内心世界不是这样吗？
When we evaluate the content of our hearts, our world within, isn't it the same? Isn't it true?
所以这是一场需要我们面对的征战。
So it's a battle that we all need to face.
让我们唯一的出路，让我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
The only way out is to set our eyes and look off onto Jesus.
所以希伯来书里面很重要的主题叫我们Consider Jesus, 要来思想耶稣。
So the one theme in the book of Hebrews is for us to consider Jesus.
希伯来书很重要的主题要叫我们从一切不是基督的里面，我们转眼来望基督。
And the key theme of this book is that everything that is not Christ, go and look off onto Christ.
要 look off everything, 然后 turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
然后转眼来望耶稣。
Turn our eyes on Jesus.
那不光是转眼来望他，而且要 fix our eyes, 要定睛在耶稣的身上。
It's not only to turn our eyes onto Jesus, but fixed our eyes on Jesus.
我们这次退休会是用哥罗西书来看 Christ alone, 来看唯独基督。
During the retreat, we looked at Christ alone through the book of Colossians.
那么在年初的时候，我们就计划好最后的这一个季度是要从希伯来书来看。
And at the beginning of the year, it's already planned that through the book of Hebrews, we want to look at the theme Christ alone.
我知道很多人听到希伯来书大概都已经这个千斤重哈。
And I know many people, when you hear the book Hebrews, you feel very heavy already.
我们教会上一次读希伯来书是大概十几年前了啊。
And it's over a decade ago when we as a church studied the book of Hebrews together.
你看我们隔了十几年以后才再读一次希伯来书，真亏欠哈。
And after more than 10 years, we come and study this book again, and we are really falling short.
然后恐怕还有很多人不敢读，或是没有读过希伯来书。
And perhaps there's still many that's afraid to approach the book or haven't read the book.
所以我们这次要读希伯来书的时候，有很多人 show 他们的 concern， 哈，他们有点担心。
So when we posted the desire for us as a church to study the book of Hebrews, there are some individuals that are quite concerned.
但是请你们记得啊。
But I want everyone to please pay attention. Remember.
希伯来的作者特别提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews particularly reminds us.
叫我们要离开基督道理的开端，要进到完全的地步。
To leave the elementary principles and enter into maturity or perfection.
他说看你们学习的功夫本该当师父的。
And from what you have learned, you ought to be teachers already.
他说谁知道还得有人把神圣言小学的开端另外教导你们。
And someone else have to teach you again the elementary principles of God.
成为那只能吃奶这个不能吃干粮的人。
You are babes that can only drink milk and cannot eat solid food.
所以我要特别对那个十几年前跟我们在教会读过希伯来书的弟兄姊妹发出一个挑战啊。
And I particularly want to challenge those brothers and sisters who's been with us 10 some odd years ago that we've studied this book together.
如果你十几年前读希伯来书怎么样子猛叉叉，现在还是一样猛叉叉的话。
If 10 some years ago you read this book very, very casually, and right now you still approach it very casually.
现在读还是读不懂，还是觉得很难，那是我们在主面前真亏欠。
And you come to this book and you say, I still don't understand, it's still too complicated for me, then it is our shortcoming before the Lord.
好，我本来是计划12次讲的，结果发现我们有其他的打叉，所以变成只剩下九次了。
And I was going to divide this book into 12 sessions, 12 messages, but now I realize we only have about 9 times to speak on the book.
那我很快地讲一下，因为大家礼拜五正好已经开始查希伯来书了。
And very quickly, I'll give everybody a summary because we started the studying of the book already.
那我建议你们好好把于师母写的希伯来书概论能够好好地读一下，别当帮助我们可以听得懂我们一系列的信息。
And the summary that Sister Nancy has provided for us as a church already, please pay attention, read it already. So that we may follow through or be able to understand the messages better.
考考大家，希伯来是什么意思？
What does the book Hebrew mean?
过河，哈，过河，对。
It means the one who's crossed over, passed the river.
亚伯拉罕被从加勒底的乌尔招出来，过大河，进到神的应许之地。
When Abraham was, came out of the land of Ur and crossed the Euphrates and entered into the land of promise.
所以希伯来书是特别写给那一班蒙召的人。
And it's a book that's particularly written to those who has been called out.
被神召出来，
God has summoned them out,
不再拜偶像，
no longer to be idolaters,
不再活在仇敌的辖制底下，
no longer live under the oppression of the enemy,
不再活在属地的境界里面，
no longer live in the realm of this world, earthly world.
所以希伯来书一面是针对希伯来族，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔写的。
On the one hand, the book is written to the descendants of the Hebrews,
那特别也是对我们新约子民写的。
But particularly for us who are the citizens of the New Testament.
因为神的救恩借着耶稣基督把我们救出来，这个出来就是希伯来的意思。
Because God's salvation that has delivered us out through Jesus Christ called us out, this coming out is the word Hebrew, what it means.
神把亚伯拉罕召出来，从偶像之地召出来。
When God called Abraham out of the land of idolatry,
神把摩西召出来，从埃及召出来。
When God called Moses out of the land of Egypt,
神借着基督把我们从黑暗的权势里面召出来，进到光明，进到爱子的国里。
And through Christ, God has called us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light.
今天圣灵一直在我们身上做一个工作，要把我们从属地的属肉体的里面召出来，让我们活在属天的属灵的境界。
Today, the one thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives is calling us out of the earthly, out of the worldly, and into the heavenly.Into the heavenly realm.
所以我在山上曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲，千万不要把我们基督徒的信仰沦落到一般宗教的层次。
Do not, I shared this with everyone during the retreat, that do not allow Christianity or faith to fall into the realms of religion as the rest of the world.
好，我们今天有几位福音朋友在，正好我们也非常欢迎你哈。
There's some gospel friends here today. We welcome you.
但是我们希望我们基督徒不要给人家一个印象。基督徒跟所有的宗教都一样，只是劝人为善，只是给人寄托。
But we pray that the impression that we give to the world is not Christianity is not just the same as all of the religion that we would give somebody something to believe in or something to rely on.
那不过是基督徒该有的生活和见证，那不是我们信仰的中心。
That's the rightful testimony of our life, but it is not the center of our faith.
我们信仰的中心是人被带回到神的面前。
The center of our faith is that man is brought before the presence of God.
到底神是不是神？
Is God truly God?
当我们称为神的儿女的时候，我们真把神当作神吗？
We're called the children of God, we truly treat him as God.
这是今天神儿女们身上一个最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge for the children of God today.
我们怎么样子活出神儿女该有的见证？
How do we live out the testimony as children of God today?
你不要以为不上网、不发脾气、不爱世界、不什么都是教条、都是律法。No.
Don't feel that when you don't fall under the searching on the net or...whatever other doctrines, teachings, and these are just regulations for me.
基督徒最大的见证。
That is not it. The greatest testimony for a Christian.
不光 let God be God, 让神尊神为大。
It's not only to let God be God.
而且我们能够活出神的荣耀来。
But we may live out the glories of God.
因为他已经在他儿子耶稣基督里面把他的生命、把他本性一切的丰富都给了我们。
But in Christ, God has already given us the very nature of God and all of his fullness.
不要再去修改你的生命。
Don't no longer go and try to fix your life.
That's impossible. 那是不可能的事情。
It is impossible for you to fix it.
我们自负德性怎么可能讨神喜欢？
Your You are who you are. How can you make yourself delight in the presence of God?
你以为借着棍子打一打，借着爸爸妈妈管一管，我们就会好吗？
You think through self-discipline, through beating, or your parents' discipline that you get better and better?
我们需要的是生命本质的改变。
What you need is the transformation of the nature of your life.
我们需要的是真正活在神的面前。
What you need is to live in the presence of God.
所以从前古代有一个国王，他很想把国家复兴起来。
Time of old, there was a king that wants to revive his nation.
他把他百官都招来开会，怎么样子让国家更强？
He brought forth all the officials and he had a discussion with all of them. How do we make our kingdom great?
各个大臣都在那里提他们的建议。
And all the officials, all the counselors came and they gave the king their counsel.
在他听到最后了以后，他有两个听得最好的，但是做不了决定。
And at the very end, he had two counsel that he considered great, but he couldn't make a decision.
在这里面最好的这两个，一个是教育大臣，他说。教育 是这个国家建造的根基、
啊、One is the counselor concerning education. He said that education is the foundation for a kingdom.、
啊、所以他说一定要提升百姓们受教育。
So we need to raise up the standard by which we are educated for all the people in our kingdom.、
啊、另外一位是他们这个国家宗教的领袖带领告诉国王说我们一定要带领百姓归向神。
The other one is a religious leader. He says we need to turn the people towards God.
只有敬畏神，只有真正在神的里面，我们才可能改变国家。
Only in fearing God and truly honoring God can we change our nation.
后来国王给他们一个月的时间，叫他们回来跟众人 present 他们的 solution， 他们的建议和他们的计划。
So the king gave them both a month time for them to formalize a presentation for the people to see.
这个教育大臣就到 全国各地去收集证据。
So this education counselor, he went throughout the nation, throughout the land to gather all the evidence and all theStuff that would support this argument.
有一天他在一个街上看见有人在那里挤着满满的人。
And one day he was on a very, very crowded street.
他发现很多人都在那里看一个表演。
He discovered many people were watching this particular act.
他也过去看。
So he went to watch the show.
哇，他发现那个猫哈，几只猫被训练得好好。
And he discovered that there were these cats that were so well trained.
哦，他们穿着各样的衣服，他们会推着小车，会奉茶。
And they actually they were wearing clothing. They were actually pushing this cart.That they would actually serve tea.
他们训练得很好，训练的，然后各式各样的表演。
And they were trained so excellently, and they have all sorts of performances.
所以他花了重价把这个东西全部买去了。
So he paid a very handsome price to purchase these cats.
等到那天，那天要跟国王跟众臣 present 的时候
，and all the articles, and that day was about to present to the king and to all the other counselors.
他就让猫出来表演。
So he set forth the cats.To present the show.
全场叫好，你看教育能够把猫变成这个样子。
And everybody was so touched and so moved that education can even transform lives of cats.
他们可以游行，可以有音乐，可以奉茶，可以做各样表演。
They can have parades, they play music, they serve teas, all sorts of performances.
绝对比不上 Joseph 了，就是。
They're no better than Joseph today, of course.
所以大家都叫好。
So everybody's like, oh, this is so good.
那第二天轮到这个神的仆人。
And the second day was the servant of God was ready to present.
他说，在我讲我的计划之前，我请教育大臣再表演一次。
And he says, before I present what I wanted to say, I would like to ask the counselor of education.To please perform for us once again.
就在教育大臣表演的时候。
So while he was performing,
就在这个猫把这个茶奉给皇后喝的时候。
Well, as this cat was ushering the tea into the presence of the queen.
这个神的仆人竖着一挥，几只老鼠跑出来。
And the servants of the Lord, he cast out a couple of rodents.
这个猫一看，把那个茶一撒，就去追老鼠去了。
And、the cats saw the rodents. They threw away whatever they had and start chasing after the rats.
这是叫做江山易改，本性难移。
This is what is saying in Chinese that mountains can move, but your nature will never change.
Very good. 弟兄姊妹看到了没有？神今天来不是来修造、来改变我们这个人。
God comes today not to change and to fix our lives.
是把儿子耶稣基督给我们。
But to come to give us Jesus Christ, His Son.
所以当希伯来的作者在写希伯来书的时候
，So when the author of Hebrews when he writes this particular book,
他特别写给有长远犹太教背景的基督徒。
He writes to those Christians who are very, very entrenched in the doctrines of Judaism.
他们长期在摩西的律法熏陶底下。
For a long time, they've been under the teaching, the doctrines of Moses.
他们有各式各样律法的教导，有宗教的仪式，有各式各样敬拜神的方法。
They have many, many teachings, many, many formalities, many ways of worship that's been handed down by the forefathers.
原谅我说，今天很大部分的基督教已经沦落成为同样的情形。
Forgive me for saying this, that the majority of Christianity has fallen to the same particular state.
但是就在这一班犹太人虽然说信了耶稣但是他们仍然觉得律法不可以丢
And this group of Jews, they came to faith in Jesus Christ, but part of them still feels that we can't just cast away the law.
所以他们觉得还是要行割礼还是需要 守安息日需要做这个需要做那个
We still need to be circumcised, we still need to hold to the Sabbath, we still need to do all these things that were commanded of us.
但是弟兄姊妹希伯来的作者要一直要注意他们 要帮助他们一件事情
But the author Hebrew wants to help them to see one thing.
就是要出来
So get out of that.
从属地的制度、宗教的仪式、属地的层次来看这位伟大的救恩。
Out of the regulation of this world, a regulation of the religion, come and look at this great Christ.
要从属天的角度、从神的角度来看这伟大的计划。
From a heavenly perspective, from the perspective of God, to look at God's wonderful plan.
让他们看见整个旧约里面。
That in the entire Old Testament as a nutshell.
不管是律法，不管是宗教仪式，不管是任何的敬拜，全部都要从基督的角度来看。
Whether it be through the laws or the rituals or the ways of worship.You need to look at it through Christ.
就连以色列整个的历史里面都跟基督发生绝对的关系。
Even the entire history of the nation of Israel has something to do with Christ.
这个叫做 Christ alone, 唯独基督。
And this is what is to say, Christ alone.
所以我们读圣经的时候特别跟弟兄姊妹讲读圣经要透过基督这一把钥匙。
So we admonish everyone, when you read the scripture, you need to read it through the key that is called Christ.
读出神永远的旨意，读出生命的信息来。
To understand the eternal will of God and the message of life.
不然我们不过是一文就样。
Unless, otherwise, you're just reading the very doctrines of the words.
不然我们只是摸到表面，我们没有摸到它的真实。
You're just touching the surface of things, you're not touching the substance of it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要光只是对福音朋友这么传。
So, brothers and sisters, we pray that we're not just sharing this with the gospel friends.
我们自己要活在属灵的实际里面。
But we ourselves need to live in the reality of the gospel.
所以希伯来来说，我会从几个角度来讲。
So the book of Hebrews, I'm going to speak of it from a different, from many different perspectives.
前面我讲无比的基督。
And I will talk about the incomparable Christ.
接下来我讲超越的基督。
And I will talk about the surpassing Christ.
接下来我讲属天的基督。
And I'm going to talk about the heavenly Christ.
最后结束在唯独基督。
And I'm going to conclude with Christ alone.
所以今天我们看无比的基督。
Today we're going to talk about and look at the incomparable Christ.
有圣经的，请翻到希伯来书第一章。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews,
我们先读前三节、
We'll read the very, very first three verses.
希伯来书第一章前三节
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造诸世界他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有他洗净了人的罪就坐在高天至大者的右边你发现希伯来书的作者很有意思、
You'll find that the writer of Hebrews is very interesting
他好像在一开始的时候
And at the very beginning of his writing
他就直接破题直接单刀直入的把主角带出来
immediatelyFocus on the center and the very character of the what he wants to write about.
好像整个舞台灯光全暗了。
As if the lights to the stage is completely darkened.
啪一下 spotlight 出来了。
And all of a sudden, bam, the spotlight hits the stage.
照在主角的身上了。
And it's on the main character.
他要让所有人看见整卷书就是在讲耶稣基督。
And he wants to tell everybody the whole book is about this person.
讲神的儿子。
It's about the Son of God.
所以我们今天在信息里面是很简单的把这一段分成三段来讲。
And we can very simply divide this into three sections to talk about.
第一个讲到他是神的儿子。
Number one, he is the Son of God.
这里圣经上明说告诉我们他是神的儿子
The scripture very clearly says that he is the son of God
他不是来当教主的
He did not come to be just a leader of a religion.
他也不仅仅是救主, 他是我们的主。
He's not just a savior, but he is our Lord.
第一件事情他要亲自对我们说话。
He personally wants to come and speak to us.
那我们知道在四福音里面记载的, 他在地上的一言一行, 他所有的生活, 他的动作, 通通都在说话。
And the four gospels recorded all of his, the words that he's spoken, the acts that he's performed, everything about his life, he spoke through them.
连他嘴巴不说话, 他都在说话。
Even when he wasn't speaking audibly, he is speaking.
当那个全身污秽的大麻风跑来说, 主啊, 可怜我吧, 请你医治我。
When that filthy leper came to Jesus and said, Lord, please have mercy on me, heal me.
没有人敢靠近大麻风的。
No one dared to even draw close to him.
但是主耶稣却用手摸着他说, 我肯你洁净了吧。
Yet Jesus reached out and says, I'm willing, be cleansed.
不光他嘴巴说, 我肯你洁净了吧。
Jesus didn't only say it with his mouth and said, I'm willing, be cleansed.
连他这个不会说话的手都告诉他说, 我爱你。
These words, these hands that did not speak, touch his body and spoke through that touch. That we may understand the manner of God by which whom we worship. In time past, the prophets have spoken to us. But now the Son of God himself is speaking to us. I'd like to ask all the Christians here. When was the last time God spoke to you? I'm not saying when was the last time you heard a message on the pulpit. When was the last time you came face to face with God and God spoke to you?
不管是他光照你叫你认罪也好,
whether he shed his light on your heart and said,
不管是他安慰你擦干你的眼泪也好,
whether he comforted you and wiped away your tears,
不管是他鼓励你叫你起来爱他, 好好走他的道路也好,
or encourage you to say, rise up and walk the way,
或者在晨更的时候, 叫你遇见他的同在, 遇见他的爱也好,
or in morning devotion, you come face to face with the presence of God and the love of God.
弟兄姊妹, 上一次是什么时候?
Brother, sister, when was the last time?
今天地上
Today, the fathers of this world are so busy.
所以以前我跟你们讲过, 爱家的男人死在半路上。
And we told the story that all the men who love their homes all die on the road.
从前有一个小孩,
and there was a little boy.
有一天他爸爸下班的时候,
and when his father came off from work,
他就一直问他爸爸,
he kept asking his dad.
他的爸爸, 你一个小时赚多少钱?
He says, Daddy, how much do you make an hour?
爸爸听得很不高兴, 你管我赚多少钱?
Daddy was very unhappy. He says, this is not none of your business.
孩子又问他, 他爸爸, 你一个小时赚多少钱?
And then the son asked him, Daddy, can you please tell me how much you make an hour?
他爸爸说我赚20块钱。
Daddy says, I make $20 an hour.
小孩就跑进房间, 把他的那个铺满拿出来,
and
存钱的。
So the little boy went and grabbed his piggy bank.
他算个老半天只有10块钱。
He counted, and there's only but $10.
然后他就跟他爸爸讲,
and he said to his dad,
他就跑出来跟他爸爸讲, 他爸爸你可不可以借我10块钱?
He said, Daddy, can you lend me $10, please?
他爸爸更不高兴了。
His dad became even more angry.
你刚才问我一个小时多少钱, 现在又跑来跟我借10块, 我就知道你不存好心。
You asked me how much I made an hour earlier, now you want to borrow $10, I know there's nothing good that comes out of you.
你告诉我你这10块钱要干什么?
Tell me what are you going to do with this $10?
后来这小孩几乎流着眼泪告诉爸爸,
and then this boy with tears saying to his father,
他说我的钱里面只有10块钱。
He said, Daddy, I only saved $10.
我给你借10块。
I want to borrow $10 from you.
然后我想买你一个小时, 你可不可以跟我聊聊天?
I want to purchase an hour of your time. Can you please spend some time and talk to me?
我好想跟你讲讲话。
I want to talk to you, Dad.
今天找不到这样子的孩子了,
you won't find kids like that nowadays,
就是,
right?
爸爸你付我20块, 我跟你谈谈话。
Dad, you can pay me $20 and I'll talk to you.
然后你买个珍珠奶茶, 我跟你聊聊天, 还可以。
Buy me some pearl milk tea and maybe I'll talk to you.
但你看这个孩子这么渴慕跟他爸爸在一起。
But this child so longed to be with his father.
但是弟兄姊妹, 今天多少人想要跟世界的王见个面, 门都没有。
And so many people want to just see the rulers of this world, yet they don't even have a chance to do so.
但是神愿意亲自对我们说话。
But yet God himself wants to talk to us.
透过他的儿子对我们说话。
Through his son, he wants to talk to us.
不管在2000年前世福音的历史上, 他曾经对人说话。
Whether through the gospel, what happened transpired 2,000 years ago through history.
今天在我们里面, 他一直对我们说话。
And today, he is speaking in us.
神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
God's silence 是我们最可怕的刑罚。
And God's silence is the most severe judgment in our lives.
神沉默了, 神不讲话了。
When God becomes silent, He no longer speaks.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们就要悔改。
The children of God needs to repent.
千万不要把它当作不当回事。
Do not treat it like it's a small thing.
其实神儿子对我们说话。
So when the Son of God speaks.
然后底下他说的，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And then it says that He is the express image of His person and the very brightness of His glory.
约翰福音第一章曾经告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
John chapter 1 tells us that no one has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他给表明出来。
Only the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father has expressed Him.
那希伯来书就讲得更具体，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
And the writer of Hebrews is more expressive. He says that He is the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person.
你想知道那位看不见的神是怎样的神吗？
You want to know this God to whom you cannot see?
你只要看耶稣就知道了。
Come and look at Jesus, you'll know who He is.
你只要经历基督就知道了。
Experience Jesus, then you'll know who He is.
有了子就有父。
When you have the Son, you have the Father.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
He is the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person.
所以我们生活里面的见证活出耶稣来，就是让人从各个角度不同的人身上看见主。
So the testimony of our lives, when people look at all of us, they see Christ from different lives.
所以才会有一个贫穷做乞丐的小女生，在寒冷的冬天，有一个妈妈买了蛋糕，买了衣服给她。
So there was a very impoverished family, a girl during a winter time, her birthday, her mom purchased a cake for her.
不是吗？一个 stranger 的一个 lady.
A stranger bought a cake for her.
一个陌生的妇女看见她站在那个面糕店外面。寒冷的在那里流的口水，他就买了蛋糕给他吃，买了这个衣服给他穿。
She saw this little girl begging outside in the cold winter and staring into the bakery shop. And she had compassion on her and bought her some cake and some bread for her to eat.
小女孩问了一个问题。
And so the little girl asked her a question.
她说 ,Are you God's wife? 你是神的太太吗？
She asked her, Are you God's wife?
一个从来不知道神是什么的，她以为这是神的太太，她来帮助她。
A child who do not know who God is would ask,This may be someone that knew God that came to help me.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是很小很小很小很小的见证。
And these are very small testimonies.
基督所要给我们的，神要给我们的太丰富了。
But the things that God wants to give us is so much more abundant.
他要叫我们借着我们所有神的儿女们成为一个活水的管道，把祝福带给这个世界。
That through all the children of God that we may be a living channel that bring about a blessing to this world.
基督来，让我们认识神是谁。
Christ came that we may know who God is.
基督来，让我们认识什么叫做荣耀。
Christ came that we may know what is glory.
基督来，让我们认识神的旨意，神伟大的计划到底是什么。
Christ came that we may know the will and the great plans of God.
基督来，他成为我们的生命，成为我们的一切啊。
Christ came to be our life, to be our all.
在这里说到他洗净人的罪。
Here it says that he also cleanses of our sins.
他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And by himself he purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他来到地上完成的救赎啊。
He came and accomplished salvation in this world.
今天我们播饼唱他的宝血。
And this morning when we start breaking bread, we sang the precious blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，决定不要把他的宝血当作平常。
Precious blood, sister, do not treat it as a common thing.
我相信我们今天如果任何一个人在这里流了一大堆的血，我们心里面都会有感觉。
And I believe anybody who shed a lot of blood here right now today, we all would have some kind of feelings, right?
你要知道在我们的身上有永远有耶稣基督的宝血在我们身上。
We need to know that forever the rest of our lives, there is the mark of the blood of Christ on us.
不然我们根本没有资格碰这个饼，碰这个杯。
Yet we have, if not, then we have not the privilege to even touch this bread or touch this cup.
不然我们也不用坐在这里。
And we don't have the privilege to even sit here.
因为什么？我们只能简单带过去。他来到地上，他完成救赎。
I can only so simply bring it by. Jesus Christ came to this world, perfected salvation.
我们特别讲到他道成肉身伟大的 成就
And next week we're going to talk about what he has accomplished through coming in the flesh.
他借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And by death he has abolished Satan who is the evil one.
他从死里上来，他掳掠了空中执政掌权的，他回到至高之处，回到神面前。
He rose from the dead and he took captivity captive and he rose on high to the presence of the Most High.
所以圣经上告诉我们，他今天坐在高天至大者的右边。
So the scripture tells us, you just read that he sits at the right hand of the majesty on high.
不仅仅讲了他完全的得胜被升高。
Not only talks about that he's completely victorious, he's been elevated.
而且讲到他的救恩是 so complete, 这么完整，完整到他可以坐下来，不需要再做任何事了。
But it speaks of the fact that his salvation is so complete now he can sit down because he doesn't need to do anything more.
这是伟大神的儿子。
This is the great son of God.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。